we've evolved to a new phase in the global terrorist threat.
The head of Homeland Security revealing even more airport security measures are on the way.
We're looking at doing more in the short term in reaction to some of the threat streams that we're seeing now.
This after DHS announced earlier this week ramped up searches at U.S. airports over fears terrorists are creating non-metallic explosives capable of passing through some airport scanners undetected.
So when you talk about more measures as far as aviation goes, what would that look like? What's the timeline for that? And what is this new intelligence?
We're looking at it right now, and I told my folks that I wanted an assessment in the very short term. And so I expect to get that in the next couple of days.
So it's unclear what those extra measures would be.
We're looking at it right now.
Additional random passenger and luggage checks are now happening at the gate once travelers have cleared TSA checkpoints. After Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula published a step-by-step guide to building hard-to-detect bombs. Following September 11th, transportation systems continue to be a target for terrorists. In 2005, four suicide bombs detonated within seconds of each other on a bus and three different trains traveling through London Underground stations. In 2010, Najee Boulazizi pleaded guilty for plotting to blow up New York subways.
We need to focus more on homeland-based threats.
Just this week, an electrical malfunction caused smoke to fill a D.C. metro station, killing one and injuring dozens more.
One does have to wonder what would have happened had that fire been set by terrorists. And clearly the response was inadequate.
Well, Johnson struck a reassuring tone, saying that the department is assessing new intelligence and threats every day and every hour.